Good evening. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. Glad to have you aboard, and it's going to be a fun ride because we're coming off the seminar that we just had this weekend, and a lot of you out there that are listening right now attended it. We've got a lot of things to say and a lot of reactions to deal with, and today I have Robert Siemens with me here in the studio. He attended the seminar. He and I have known each other for some time. He's out of Georgetown, runs a little business out of there, remodels medicals. Is that the right thing, Robert? You remodel medicals?
We do mobility alterations.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I just hope I don't need mobility operations after I was on my feet all yesterday. Anyway, welcome aboard, and this should be a fun ride. We're going to do a follow-up. An awful lot of you from around the country have called and asked if somehow or other, since you couldn't get to the seminar that we had yesterday, if we could make copies of it and if we were going to video it. Yes, we did video it. They are editing it. And in about a week, we will let you know when those copies will be available. They'll be on DVD form so that you'll be able to watch and listen and see us get up there, rant and rave, and do our little thing. But the response that we had was really quite gratifying. And what we're going to do now is we're going to continue on from that. And those of you who have called in and wanted to be a part of what we were doing, don't have to worry, because we're going to pick you up along with the rest of the folks that came to the seminar. And we're going to start the plan. Now, you remember the whole idea behind Fearless Radio is that we're the educational process. We have the answers. The Republic Broadcasting Network has decided to make a serious change in the approach that we have for our listening audiences and for everybody in the country. And we're going not just to let you know what's happening. Any idiot can tell you that things are crummy. But we're going to put together a system whereby if you tune in every Sunday evening at 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time, we will have a classroom here. And you better bring your notebooks and you better bring your pens so that we can share with you the understanding of the answers to the problems that everybody else doesn't have an answer for. Our intention is to have the classroom of the air, and basically the information that we're sharing here is intended to enable all of us to live fearlessly. Got to remember, Fearless Radio is not that we're just willing to say anything that we dare say and not be afraid to say it. Fearless Radio is to help you become fearless because you have the solutions to problems that other people can't handle. Remember this, if it is to be, it's up to me, and freedom is never free. Anyway, Robert, you're on board. You attended the seminar yesterday.
Yes, Steve, I was there. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it was basically a pilot program. Our intention was to just bring the horses that we have on the team into town, let them share their areas of expertise, and the whole idea and the thrust of this Fearless Radio program is very simply to enable people to become fearless with regard to everything that we've got facing. We've told people that every single problem that they have, we have answers for, and that's pretty arrogant, but we'll get into that in just a minute after these breaks.
Thank you. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. And I have Robert Siemens on board with me here at the studio. And just a little bit, Jim Phillips, whom you will learn to know very well because he's our immediate emergency survival guy here on the team. We'll be calling in just a little bit. But remember what I said, I started to say earlier. We had the seminar, and now what we've got to do is put together the plan. One of the things, Robert, that we did at the seminar is we tried to cover the five areas that people need to deal with their problems, the area of really understanding what's going on in the timeline and what kind of urgency they have. And the second thing is the emergency response to whatever might happen. And then the long-term preparedness type of thing. And then maybe some health care type of stuff and how they needed to deal with that. And then finally, the financial issues. Now, one of the things, Robert, that you and I were talking about here just a second ago was the fact that people generally don't have a plan. And listen to this, folks. If you don't have a plan for your financial future, if you don't have a plan for, let's say you want to buy a new car, if you don't know what kind of a car you want to buy, how in the dickens do you get started and budget for it and where do you look for it and this kind of thing, and it's very, very serious with emergency and preparedness like that, because if people don't know where they're going, how in the heck are they going to know when they get there? Robert, you were mentioning something about, I had said to you that what we're going to be doing on each one of these Sunday programs is giving people an assignment of a little thing that they can do. Now, let me preface what Robert's going to say, because I kind of know where he's going to go with this, with a comment. Remember this. Anybody can eat a hippopotamus if they take it one spoonful at a time. Robert, your comment.
Steve, I appreciate what the goal is here for the teaching aspect of the program. What I was saying to you beforehand, it's not that people can't see that the big picture is pretty ominous, but I think one of the things that a lot of people are looking for is a leadership aspect, and the leadership aspect is essentially the idea of getting the big picture into bite-sized pieces.
Mm-hmm. The hippopotamus,
and it's or to use the car analogy, a lot of people will go talk to their banker, or they will go talk to a trusted friend or relative or whatever, and share their need in buying that new automobile or whatever they're going after, looking for that first step to take. Because just to say, well, get prepared or go buy the automobile is a pretty big mouthful if it's not something that you're comfortable with, and that hippopotamus is a big thing to take a bite out of.
Yeah, it really is. And what I'm finding, a lot of times people are fighting several battles. First of all, they're looking at the situation that they think is ominous, and it scares them a little bit. And in not knowing what to do, they kind of look for support. They say, okay, all of this stuff is coming down, but let me get some support. And if it's the guy that's doing this, he'll talk to his wife, and of course, she kind of comes back and says, "You want to do what? You know, you want to do what?" Like they say in West Virginia, "And you want to do it when? With how much? You know?" And it kind of gets disturbing. And on the other hand, you know, the wives, a lot of times with regard to preparedness, they're looking at their children. They're saying, "Hey, if this thing goes down nasty and there is a famine and things, I don't want to see my kids starve." But the husband is out. He's just come back from a hunting trip where he spent $5,000 to, you know, to knock off a deer or something. But he's going to save money on the meat, right? Okay. But anyway, he just gets back from that hunting trip, and she says, "Honey, we got to put in a 5-year supply of food." And he says, "Do what?" He's back to West Virginia. And so they look for support, and they look around them, and they discover that their friends, their neighbors, people at work, and this thing, they're the Lone Ranger. What we found at the seminar and what I've experienced for about 20 years is that the people that are concerned about getting prepared aren't going to find that immediate support, because those folks are even more concerned about looking at the huge prospect of the picture. And most people, when they see how big it is and how scary it could be, just shrink from it. And they go back to looking out the window, and they say, "The birds are singing, the sun is shining, and I can't see that anything is really going to happen, and so don't do that. You know, don't talk to me about that." Or very simply, we used to have preparedness shows where people would come and they'd gather all this negative, dreary, nasty information, and nobody gives them any positive things to think about. Nobody gives them any answers. And they just overload, absolutely overload. So now, here's the deal, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to take this and we're going to break it down. Those of you that went to the seminar, you've got a whole lot of background information. It was yesterday, we found that we had four prima donnas up there that could have probably, each one of which could have put on a 4 or 5 hour seminar by themselves, trying to shrink their portion down into just a little bit. And so the folks really had kind of the experience of taking a drink from a fire hose. But we didn't get to the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey, I guess it is, says. What we want to do now, and those of you who weren't able to attend the seminar are going to be able to start participating with us right now. We'll have the CDs or the DVDs for the seminar ready, and we'll let you know then. But hang in there with us. You're going to start right with the people that went to the first class, and we're going to start you out on a program, and we're going to cover the stuff you can do, not next week or next month or when you get around to it or after your vacation or when you save up enough money to do whatever. We're going to start you right today. When we get done with this thing at 8 o'clock, you can still go out to a Walmart and pick up some of the stuff we're going to tell you to get going at. Okay? You can make a phone call tomorrow and get started at it. And when Jim Phillips calls in, we're going to discuss the first step. And we're going to take this in baby steps, and we're going to break this thing down. And each week, if you listen in, as a portion of the program, you're going to have an assignment. And by the next week, when you listen in, you better dadgum well have that assignment in, because if you don't, I will know the reason why, and I won't let you listen anymore. All right? You're going to get kicked out of class just like you do at the university. Okay? So, but let me suggest that as you go through this, there are several things that you're going to be dealing with. One of the things, as we give you these smaller assignments, the bigger assignment for most people is to put in the food supply. Now, anybody that wants information, the J. Michael Stevens Group has been around for a long time, and we work with food supplies. We also gave the folks in the seminar some warnings with regard to what to be careful of when they do the food supplies. But the main thing that has troubled me, and I pointed this out in the seminar yesterday, and I will be at you with this over and over again. If you have an objective, you can set a plan to reach it. If you do not have an objective, you can't plan. And here's the problem that we have with most people. Most folks know, after listening to us for a period of time, that they need to put in a supply of food. I have family after family call me, and they say, we got to get some food in. Tell me what it costs. And that's like walking down to a car dealership and saying, I want to buy a car. Okay, what kind of a car do you want? I don't know, I just need a car. Here's the deal. The most important thing that you're going to have to decide with regard to food is how many years' worth you want. Now, you can get that information, you can figure that out by contacting the J. Michael Stevens Group, by listening to watching the DVDs when you get them, but you're going to have to conclude that. And if you can't figure it out for yourself, give us a call, and we'll help you. But you've got to figure out how many years' worth of food that you need, and that's going to be based on how long you think you're going to need to survive and take care of yourself and be totally independent. So underlying everything, your first assignment, and this will be your assignment until you finally are ready with that answer to call in and say, hey, this is the number of years of supply. Now, the dumbest thing in the world to do, and the thing that I don't want you even to consider, I know a lot of folks out there are so dadgum broke they can't rub one nickel against the other, and that's fine. The money we can handle. We got answers. I told you, we got answers for everything. I know that sounds arrogant, but I'll tell you what, I can prove it. Do not base the number of years of supply of food that you plan to get in on whether you can afford it right now. You got to make that decision first. Then we work on affording it. So, having said that, keep that in the back of your mind. And now what I want to do is I want to bring up Jim Bob Phillips,
yeah,
who was at the seminar yesterday and shooting his mouth off like the rest of us. And the comments that I got here, Jim, is, let's see, this one says, let me read this. We got to wait till after this break. And you guys got to listen to this rendition of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I could listen to this forever and never have to listen to myself. If you listen to this thing. It's absolutely marvelous.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, welcome back, friends. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and I have Robert Siemens in the studio. And my good friend Jim Phillips on the line, and James, welcome aboard.
Good to be here.
I was just going to read a few comments from the seminar yesterday, and this one that I have here in my hand says, "My goodness, where did you find this man, Jim Phillips? We would have been perfectly happy if Steve Shank would have shut up for the whole seminar. We could have just listened to him forever."
Okay, found me under a rock, didn't you? Isn't that what I remember?
Hey, listen, you know, that seminar was yesterday, and Jim, I just, seriously, the commentary that we got on the folks that filled out PACUS, they literally could have listened to you forever. The wealth of information that you bring to this team is just absolutely exciting. And I love to listen to you every time because you're just flat-out entertaining. You're the only guy in the nation, I think, that could talk about scoop and poop and make it funny.
Hey, you got to keep some of this stuff light so you don't get too serious. We'll all get bogged down.
I tell you the direction that I want to go with this thing, Jim.
Okay.
I want to, as I was saying earlier before you called in, Robert and I were talking about breaking this thing down because it's a huge job that people have looking at changing their entire lifestyle, everything that they've been raised with, everything that they've never experienced, and having them still do this preparation thing.
Right.
So what we were talking about is, you know, the old thing, anybody can eat a hippopotamus one spoonful at a time. We're going to break it down into spoonfuls. So what I want to do is I think that the quickest thing for people to start with, we need something that when we get off the air tonight, that all of these folks can go screaming into the night down to whatever store they need to get and start. Because unless somebody starts, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with what? The first step.
That's right.
Now, we told a lot of folks at the seminar yesterday all of the reasons why. We told them that the intent is for them to take every single dependency they have and to systematically eliminate it, and we are going to give them, through the seminars and through, I'm thinking, conference calls eventually, but anyway, and through this radio program every Sunday evening, we're going to give them the step-by-step, here's what you need to do next. And listeners, here's the deal. There is so much information and support for what Jim tells us to do, what I work with on food, and what we had with regard to some of the health issues and some of the out of debt issues, that if we try and give you the background and support for everything we ask you to do, we'll never get it done. So what you're going to have to do is when we make a suggestion and tell you what your assignment is for this week, just either go ahead and do it. It should make some sense to you. But if you have a problem with it, you give us a call, and you call the J. Michael Stevens Group is the best contact. And by the way, I got to get you numbers out here. J. Michael Stevens Group, what we do is we handle the food part of all this preparation. And for your food preparations, you better give us a call at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, it's efoodsdirect.com. We can fill you in. We can help you walk through the food supply end of things. But also, if you have any questions after this radio program and Jim's information about anything that we tell you to do, if you challenge it, call us up and we'll give you the justification for it, huh? Whether it's a scriptural reference or whether it's the background or what we've experienced. But satisfy yourself that it's something you need to do, and then do it and have it done by the next class. This is the only way we're going to get it happening. If you just collect a bunch of information and say, "Whoa, man, that Jim Phillips was a cool guy, and he gave us some really good stuff about toilets," but you never go fix your stinking toilet. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I used the stinking word, didn't I? Barbara, I'm sorry. She's sitting out there, and she tells me, "I can't use stinking." Stinking, stinking, stinking. Never mind. Okay, back to it. Jim, what's the first thing and the easiest thing for all of our listeners and everybody who was a seminar and wannabe seminar attendees to start with tomorrow or even tonight? I'd think it would be water and sanitation. What do you think?
Yeah, water is one of them. In fact, it's the easiest one to begin with on the what we call the expedient water. Expedient water is just water that you can have and you can use, and you don't have to do anything about it. And the good news about expedient water is it's free. I always end off a lot of my classes, I simply tell people, when you live here, if you don't already have some 2-liter bottles at home of soda pop in them, go down and buy a couple of them, get the cheapest you can find, because you're not going to drink that stuff. Don't drink that stuff at all. That's one of the things to eliminate from your diet. But now you've got a canteen that cost you a buck for a 2-quart canteen. Now, if you already have those things and you're throwing them out, stop throwing them out. Stop drinking what's in them, too. The other thing you use is those juice bottles that your apple juice and cran apple juice and those things come in, those clear, hard bottles. They're PETE. Those are great bottles. You can drink what's in them. Clean them out.
What is this, Manny? You keep busting into our conversation with this ad stuff. Hey, we'll be right back a little bit later.
Pay the bill.
Yeah, we got to pay the bill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
I love that music. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. Welcome back to all the insane guys that are half a bubble off and one oar in the water and slightly politically to the right of Genghis Khan. Okay. Jim Phillips, continue with your little diatribe on water.
Yeah, the expedient water. You've got canteens or containers, bottles, storage bottles that are being thrown away right now. Just stop throwing them away. Those 1-quart and 2-quart is kind of an ideal size in 2-liter bottles. Clean them, sanitize them, rinse them well with water, a little bit of detergent and or some Clorox bleach so you know that they're clean, and then put good sanitary clean water in them. Now, I prefer to run mine through a filter system just to be sure, but if you have water that has never had any problem, you've never had a boil alert or anything like that, at least get the water put away. We can talk about how you're going to process it later on just in case something's wrong with it, but you don't live long without the water. That's one of the parachute items for the short term we talk about.
Now, one of the things that, listeners, you need to be aware of, if you recall, and put this on your notes, the bottles that you put the water in must not be opaque. In other words, you got to be able to see through them. They've got to be good, clear, stiff plastic. Yep. Otherwise, those fuzzy looking bottles that you a lot of times buy water in will off gas into the water and they deteriorate, and you've
That's
got
right.
chemicals in your water.
Yeah, and don't use the milk jug type bottle.
That's right.
Those are not good for water storage, just for short term use of things. Oh, you could store some wa- wash water in them if you wanted to for a while, but they're going to eventually start leaking after a while. They break down. They biodegrade quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And for folks, you know, an awful lot of people should not – people need to realize we did a bunch of water work a long time ago with filtration systems and ozone treatment. Realize, folks, you do not ever drink city water, tap water, anything like that. I don't care how safe they say it is. The chemical load of that stuff, out of 264 carcinogens, most municipalities only test for 63 of them. All of the rest have free rein on your system to totally deteriorate you. So never drink city water, or a lot of times even your good old well water can be contaminated with underground stuff. But the fact is that a lot of people will be buying what is it, bottled water, and make sure that if you're buying it in the store that you're getting it in the clear plastic, okay? And then you can reuse that or refill it with filtered water or clean water. Another thing, we have a suggestion that sometimes you might want to buy it from the people that distribute the water in these 5-gallon clear plastic containers, and they'll store for some period of time. Now, I had a little old gal from North Carolina give me a call, and she said, well, I took your suggestion to put in these 5-gallon containers, but I can't lift them. Well, the water companies will have a little cradle that you can put in that will allow you to tip it. Or if you're really in straits, you take those buggers and you set them up on some concrete blocks. Or you have the guy that delivers them set them on a concrete block, and then you rip the lid off from them, and you can pour out of that by just tipping it, and so you're not taking the full weight of the jug.
Right.
Now, tell folks how much water to put in.
This is for expedient. This is for what you're going to use when something goes wrong and you've got to have water to drink and to mix with your food and those things. You must have 1 gallon per person per day for 30 days.
Okay.
We've heard it said, 14 days, 2 weeks. Really, once you have 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, you know who you heard that from? There's this lame brain by Steve Shank, by the name of Steve Shank, that's been in the food supply business for about 25 years. And one of the families out there said, Steve, how much water should you put in? I said, well, you need to put in about 14 gallons per person. And that means you got about, for 2 weeks, okay, that's about a gallon a day per person for 2 weeks. That's about 28, about 30 gallons. And then right after I said that, you got up and did your thing and said, a minimum of 30 days, 1 gallon per day. Gee, Jim.
I'm sorry.
You embarrassed me again.
Yeah, but you know the reason why. I mean, the standard thinking has been 2 weeks to give you time to react. But if you have things that break down, what we found is the psychology of disasters with people is typically it takes you about 2 weeks to get your head put back on. Now, some people are okay within 3 days, and some people may be longer.
And some people don't have heads to put back on.
Yeah. You've got this about this two-week adjustment time, and you don't even want to be thinking about where your next drink comes from for that 2 weeks. Now, when the 2 weeks is up, you now have another 2 weeks of water, so you can go to work solving the long-term problem with other things that you've either put aside or that you're going to have to go out and scrounge and find. That's why it is 30 days versus the standard thinking, which is 2 weeks.
Very good. The other thing is you have several sources of water. In addition to that, it's good to put the drinking water, drinking and cooking water away. This is not for cleanliness.
That's right.
But everyone has access to probably, at least the folks in homes now, apartment buildings, I don't know how to handle this. But in your home, you have something called a water heater. And you make sure that you have, where the shutoff valve is. Valve is on it to prevent your contamination from coming in. But that can be anywhere from 30, but in most cases 50 gallons of water, and that can be used for other things than drinking.
It can be. It's also would be, in emergency, you can process and turn into drinking water. But let me tell you the secret about water heaters. If you have a water heater and you don't have a water softener on your system, that water heater will be liming up. And down at the bottom, you have a blowdown valve on that where you can drain them down because that's where you're going to drain your water off of. If you've had that water heater in for 5 years it's going to be, and you haven't been blowing it down regularly, or you don't have a water softener in there, it is going to be limed up to the point where you may not be able to get that water out. You need to know that now, not when you think, oh, I got 30 or 50 gallons put away in there, all I have to do is open the valve on the bottom. If it has so much lime in there, you can't get water to come out of it. You just had an idea that was going to work, but it was a theory until you tried it. You need to go try it now and be sure you can get out. Now, the other thing is, if you'll periodically, this is like every couple of months, go in, have a hose that goes over to the floor drain in there and blow that thing down every 2 to 3 months. That means run out a gallon of hot water out of the bottom of it. You can keep that lime from building up and keep that valve open. So you need to know that now rather than thinking you have water and then you find out you don't, because that's kind of hard on your thinking at the moment. You thought you had it and you don't.
Does the saying, hope in one hand and spit in the other, mean anything to you, James? Okay, so folks, here's your first assignment for this class. Number one, you've got to get in 30 gallons of water for each adult equivalent in your family. Explain adult equivalent for the folks, and also give folks your web address and any contact information. Folks, please, as we share this information with you, get back in touch with the team members. We want you to have the preparation information you need. Jim, hit it.
The web address is gofamilyworks.com. That's gofamilyworx. It's an X at the end, so it's gofamilyworx. And there's more contact information there. You can order the training DVDs that I do through there also and email us. My phone number is area code 435-462-3417. That's 435-462-3417. Do my best to answer questions. It's good to send me emails because I'm traveling around teaching and I may not be here to answer them. We're just a small little training organization, but I'll do my best to answer any question I possibly can for you.
Now, let me tell you, folks, just as an aside, with regard to the members of this team, Roger K. Young, Stephen West, Jim Phillips, Steve Shank, our organizations, yes, we have things available that you pay for. But as an example, Jim Phillips has starved for something like, I believe it's about 20 years, because we can't beat him with a big enough stick to get him to charge what he should be charging for his programs. And it's the same way. There are probably, I'm guessing that 40 or 50 or 60% of you folks out there live in better homes than any one of the four of us. There isn't a Rolex watch or a Mercedes-Benz between the bunch of us. And the whole idea, and the only reason I'm saying that, is this is not a high-profit operation where we're trying to get you guys to buy from us. The whole idea is we're the only game in town, for Pete's sake. You can't get this stuff from anybody but Jim Phillips. Nobody's thought through it and done the work. You can't check out your food supply from anybody but the J. Michael Stevens Group. We've got a whole different perspective on things. Same way with Roger K. Young elimination of debt thing, and Stephen West with the health thing. Anyway, this isn't a commercial. I'm just trying to put things in perspective for you. Now, your assignment for this class, at least your first one, is number one, you got to get in the water supply. Number two, you check out your water heater, and you have it done before next Sunday. Okay, got it? Now, if you want to challenge how much water, call us up. Don't just assume that you can get by with less. We can justify it for you. But what we're going to be doing as we go along is we're going to be giving you assignments. We can't take the time to explain everything. If you don't agree with it, and if you're not willing to do what we ask you to do, go ahead and give us a call, and we will convince you. But don't be so silly as to say, well, if Jim Phillips has 60 gallons for two of us, I think we can get by with 30. You can't afford to be wrong. If you do too much, you can afford to be wrong. You do too little, you're dead wrong. Got it?
Yeah. The 30 gallons is a minimum suggestion, because if you have the ability to store more, please do. You're going to be glad that you did. More is not a problem. Less is. Some people ask, all right, where do you put this water? Well, one of the advantages of having it in these little two-quart containers is you can hide it all over the house. It goes in your kitchen cabinets in the back in there. What do you have in the back of your kitchen cabinets right now? You got some bent pot you haven't used for 6 years. Give the bent pot to the secondhand store, recycle the metal or something like that. Put a row of these bottles across the back of every one of your kitchen cabinets, underneath the sinks, your bathroom vanities, places like that. You'd be amazed at how much water you can hide in your house just in the cabinets and cupboards in the back where it's nothing but dust. What have you seen on the top of your shelves and your closets in there? You haven't seen the back of that shelf for 19 years since the last time you climbed up there to dust it, and all you have is some lost puzzle pieces up there. You can line that with some water across the back in there, around the bottom and where your clothes hang up there. You can't step over there. You don't walk underneath your clothes. You can line your closets around the back with water.
Hey, do you have lost puzzle pieces?
Yes, I do.
I gotta find out what those puzzle pieces are. They might be mine.
They could be.
I've got this puzzle. I'm sorry. I can't resist. You know me, Jim.
Okay. That's right. I know, and it's scary. But other than that, it's okay.
Okay. Here's
hide it in the house all over the place. You'll be glad that you did. If you start looking, you're going to see a place to put those bottles of water in some dead space that isn't being used. You can get that water in your house, even in a very small apartment. You'd be amazed at how much water you can hide.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the water thing is number one. Now let's talk about sanitation, and that when we have no flushy. Now this can happen. We don't have to have the world coming to an end to have the water cut off or contamination or a problem. Let's take the next step with water to the porcelain throne. Okay. Give us the scenario there, Jim.
Well, it's real simple. If you turn off the power for, a while, the water goes away in most places because most places it's pumped. Well, that'll stop the flushy thing from working. The other thing that happens is that our sewage processing facilities all run using electricity. Now, it starts out in a gravity flow coming out of your house. It flows down to a low spot, and then there's some sewage pumps that raise it up so it can run downhill again and get it to the processing plant. When the power goes off, those things start to back up. They have a reserve for a while, but after all the tunnels and the pipes and the tubes are full, and this stuff starts backing up in the street, backing up in basements, backing up in your front yard. We've got to think downstream and stop flushing, because that stuff running in your neighbor's yard is going to get you sick. It's important that we understand that. Now, the best thing everybody could do right now, if we could get started on it, some people have, and that's go to a dry composting toilet now and get off the sewage system. But that's another whole story about self-reliance and those things.
Yeah, and it's not going to be something people are willing to do, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, it would be the best thing they could do, and we could talk about that at another time.
Yeah.
But if it stops flushing, you don't have the water, and or the sewage system is not working, this is a disease and pestilence problem brewing, and you've got to take care of it, and you've got to help your people around you take care of it. Human waste is one of the most deadly, dangerous substances on planet Earth. Urine is mostly clean, and you can spread it all around without too much problem. You don't have a disease problem there. The garbage will draw, vermin, and has stuff that will rot and decay in it, but the solid waste that comes out of the human body is the most deadly and dangerous things of all because of how we can spread disease with it. You've got to handle it carefully and dispose of it very, very carefully. Most people, the toilet's gone out for half a day, well, fine. They just kind of save things up and flush it. You're okay. But it goes in the ground. That's where it is safe, under the soil, buried in the ground. That's where the earth will safely reprocess it and denature it so that you won't get sick from the things that are in it, and it's got to be safely buried.
Okay, folks, now, we don't mean to be distasteful, but this is an issue. I have to bring up a point. A lot of you out there are dealing with other family members that aren't necessarily supportive of all this wild-eyed, goofy stuff. Okay? No problem. But rather than go and try and convince your mate or try and convince your parents or try and convince your children that they should be doing something. What we're going to give you as time goes by are just little things that you can go do to the extent that you can involve them with regard to the water. What are you doing with all that silly water? What's up? I'm just putting some away in case there's none in the faucet one day and we just need some. Want to help me fill the jugs? Fine. No, you're nuts. Fine. Fill the stinking jugs. Do the thing yourself. Stop trying to get converts before you have a testimony yourself. You got a testimony for Pete's sake. You believe you need to get water in. Get the water in. You got to know why. I use stinking too much, and that my partner tells me not to use it, so that's why I back off every time. Anyway, got a break.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Steve Shank here. Welcome back to Fearless Radio. We were talking about water, getting it in. Then we were talking about no flushy. Now, Jim, you said something in the seminar yesterday that really struck me. When you have all that stuff backing up, you've got a basement drain where your air conditioner runs water down and it gets rid of any basement water or whatever. Talk to us about that real quickly here.
Yeah, whether it's a basement or just a low spot in the house where anybody's above you, if other people still have water available, but now it's not being, you know, able to flow through the system because it's backing up in these low spots, it's going to back up into your place. And turning your house into a cesspool is extremely hazardous. You're going to have to abandon your house. So a couple of things you can do. One of them is the nicest, most elegant solution is that you put in what's called a backwater valve in the plumbing industry. It's a check valve. And it's on the mainline sewer that goes out of your house. So if the sewage starts to back up, this little flapper in there is closed and it won't let it back up into your house. Better in the street than in your, you know, yard or your, I mean, better in the street than in your basement or your bathroom. So it's important that you have a way of cutting that off. Now, if you can't afford that right now, you can buy from the plumbing supply some little plugs that are meant to go in the floor drains and especially get them in the floor drains, so that it can't flow out into them. If you can't afford to do that, then you take that little screen off the top that has the round holes in it, and you look at the size of that hole down there, go get yourself a rubber ball that you can jam down in that thing. You know, you go to the dollar store and you get two of them for a buck. Grease those things up with some Vaseline so you have these things ready to go. Know that that ball will fit, and then you can pound it down in there tight to plug that thing off temporarily. You can always dig it back out when things are working again. You don't want that stuff flowing in. Now, realize that the floor drain is the lowest spot. If you have a basement bathrooms like I do in my place, it's going to start backing up into bathtubs. Now, better in the bathtub than on the floor, but eventually it could overflow the bathtub. You need to look at how you can plug that thing off also. That's a little more involved. That's why the backwater valve installed in the main line is the best solution. But I can describe in depth what you do, how to take care of a bathroom drain. You have an overflow in there. You have to plug both the overflow and the drain in the bottom of the tub at the same time. And then even the toilets, if it's backing up in the system, it can get high enough, it'll back up in your toilet and overflow that one. Now, that's an easy one to take care of once you dip all the water out of the toilet. You can jam a right-sized ball down at the bottom of the toilet trap, plug it off also so it can't flow back in to the toilets and overflow there eventually. These things are all solvable, but you have to practice first. You have to be sure that you have all the materials you need and have them in hand and know that they will work and know what you're going to do so you can take care of the problem. It's that practice ahead of time that keeps you from getting in trouble. You know, like my parachutes I talk about, you've got to have the parachute before you need it. You have to have it on. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it, and it has to be a quality parachute, which means you've unpacked that thing and looked at it and be sure that it works. And then you pack it back up and have it set aside. So there's parachutes and preparedness means you know for sure that it works and you've had the practice.
It looks like we're going to have a little bit of music here, and it looks like we're going to wrap up this hour. Is that right, Manny? Jim, hang with us for a little bit, and we'll be back. I'll be back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.com.